Hey, good morning, my friends. This week, the Aseret Mei Tshuva, which is the 10 days of repentance I mentioned, are being sponsored the whole week by this incredible group called the Soul Sister Renewal Challengers, Deborah, Idana, Goldie, Hannah, Lauren, Michelle, Rosa, and Tracy. And I also want to thank today's sponsor, Renee, Daniel, and Ezra Isaacs, who live in South Africa. Dear, dear friends, you know, today's about desensitization, and it's so appropriate to talk about this on a chat, on a WhatsApp group, because I started the recording with a story which took place here, because the WhatsApp group Beyond the Instant, which was after my first book, I began that recording, and I was really enjoying, this is a couple of years ago already, I was really enjoying the Torah messages that we were, you know, I was sharing every morning. What I most loved was that the group was interactive. Back then, when I first started this, you know, people could share ideas and my students and friends could respond with questions and thoughts of their own. There was a sense of togetherness and there were lively discussions. And the group at that time grew, you know, to a few hundred followers. And thank God we're up to about close to 1,000 now. And, you know, it was amazing. But one day, someone posted a pornographic picture on the group chat. And it was, to say the very least, very upsetting. Not only because the image itself was so distasteful, but because, you know, the group had come together to be positively inspired in growing closer to God and Judaism. And that day, it was really just kind of schmutzed up with inappropriate content. And sadly, I had to shut down the interactive nature of the group to this day. And I'm going to be perfectly honest. That's why I love when you all personally, you know, privately message me, because in the very, very beginning, as a couple of years ago, you know, I would get a lot of feedback right away. I can't do that anymore because the group has grown so large. As I say, we have about 1,000 people now, three different groups, three different WhatsApp groups. And I want to thank my friend Jake Wyman, who every day takes this and puts it on Sheer Enjoyment, where it's a great name for a website, Sheer Enjoyment, like Sheer Enjoyment, where there are another 1,300 people listening to this recording every day. So the incredible advances of technology has enabled, you know, over 2,000 people a day to be listening to this Torah and to be benefiting from this. This is one tiny, tiny example. I mean, I have a Instagram. I don't know how many of you follow me. My Instagram page and my Facebook page and my blog and all of this stuff that when I started out, you know, in Jewish education and outreach, none of this stuff existed. And at the same time, none of the, unfortunately, I don't know what other word to use other than the schmutz and the not great stuff, you know, because with every great technology and with every great medicine, there are some negative side effects as well. And one of the risks that we run into with the internet, which offers these incredible opportunities for spiritual growth, is desensitization. And that's what the chapter is today. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Desensitization. Right, we live in a society that constantly exposes us to content that can be degrading, that can be hurtful, and that is being, you know, revealed to young people way before they can learn to process this. And, you know, we sometimes hide behind young people. It's not good, some of this stuff, for any of us. And for most of us, technology at this point is inseparable from our lives. We wake up, we check our phones, and often it's the last thing we do before going to sleep. And these devices at the same time have made it possible to build and maintain friendships. You know, I have right now two kids. I'm going to have a third in Israel. And, you know, WhatsApp and FaceTime, you know, it's literally min hashamayim in a sense. It's just been incredible. And people can search for jobs at the click of a button. And you can find your own spiritual path, you know, on the internet. And this didn't exist for most of human history, but at the same time, it's also an easy way to access and circulate content that distracts us from our purpose and mission in life. And that's why we just have to remain vigilant and try to surround ourselves with the right content online and with the right people. It's no different. And I quoted in the chapter the Rambam, who said that it's natural for a person's character and actions to be influenced by their friends, by their associates, and to follow the local norms of behavior. And therefore, we should try to the best of our ability to associate with the righteous and to be constantly in the company of the wise, he wrote. And we should try to keep away from those that are going to bring us into a bad place. Very famous Mishnah from Pirkei Avot, Ethics of Our Fathers, Oy le Rasha, oi l'shcheino, which literally means oi, like oi to a wicked person and oi to their neighbor, because it rubs off. And the Rambam quotes a famous verse from the Torah, you shall cleave to him, referring to God. The davaktabo, the idea of having dveikus, spiritual closeness, to cleave to Hashem. Now, the Rambam says, is it really possible to cleave to God? After all, God doesn't have a body or physical presence of any kind. So how can you cleave to God? And rather, the Rambam says, the Torah means it's teaching us to find individuals who are connected to God or who represent God in some kind of way, attach ourselves to those types of people. Because the more we attach ourselves to the right kind of people, the more we're going to grow. James Clear actually writes this in his Atomic Habits. He says the thing that affects us mostly about getting rid of bad habits and improving our habits and taking on new good habits is the environment, the people we hang around. And I'm not saying we should simply abandon a friend who's behaving in the wrong way because they could have a bad influence on us. That would be insensitive, and that's not the way, you know, for a Jew to behave. But a good friend also points out their colleague's wrongdoing. We spoke about this on day 14. If you see something, say something. A good friend tries to help them improve their character and their behavior. Of course, this has to be done in a sensitive manner, but constantly hanging out with a friend, just because they're a friend, even though you know the things they're saying and doing are going to have a negative influence on you, is not a good idea, and that's not being a good friend. A good friend cares that their friend is not going down a good path himself. So if you see a friend is open to change, go for it. If they're not, then staying close with such an individual is just going to bring you down. And it's hard to deal with this in life, right? But we can't always control who our co-workers are. We can't control all the time our family or what our neighbors do. But we can control how we spend our free time, who we associate with after hours, I said in the chapter. And as I say, and I'll conclude with this, that I know this is a long one and I apologize, but modern society has bestowed incredible benefits upon all of us. We have to thank God for the gifts of technology, and we have to use those gifts to the best of our ability for our own self-growth, ultimately to become the best version of ourselves. But I always say this, it's like wine. Judaism challenges us. Shabbat, take some wine, make kiddush over it. You know, we could also destroy our lives. People who have become alcoholics through drinking too much wine or alcohol have also gone the other way. The Torah and the sages challenge us, and they say, look, you've got free will, and you've got this beautiful world. How are you going to use it? Are you going to use the wine to make kiddush, or God forbid, for something else? We're going to use the internet for A and not for B. We're going to use and hang around with the best possible influences so ultimately we can become the best us. Have a great day.